I'm Jesse Robertson from the University of Alaska Fairbanks, and this is Alaska Voices, a place for communities to connect through conversation in order to build a better tomorrow for Alaskans and the world.
Originally, I grew up in Gakona, Alaska.
Tyonic.
Egypt.
Idaho.
Grand Pard.
St. Lawrence Island.
St. Paul.
And I'm here with my student.
My science buddy.
My teacher.
My homie.
I'm his daughter.
Hello, my name is Bob Busey. I'm 41 years old, and I'm going to be talking to Rachel Bolton, who is a good friend.
And I am Rachel Bolton. I'm 35 years old, and Bob is a very good friend of mine. So when I first moved to Fairbanks 6 years ago, I heard a story about how you and your wife, Jessie, became a couple.
Yeah.
So that's completely false, or it's like...
Probably like more interesting and less interesting. Basically, the way that it all went down was this office that we were talking in was my office when I first came to IARC, however long ago that was, 2006. And at that point, my former boss, Larry, was not the director of IARC or the vice chancellor that he is today. And I'm kind of his extended arm for like making sure all that, all these stations, weather stations in the middle of nowhere and climate stuff just keep running and collect good data and all that sort of stuff. And so sort of like in this educational role of the university, I would take random grad students or people out. Part of it was make sure they get exposed to new ideas. The stereotype is that if you're doing all the computer stuff, you're so locked into your numbers and your program and your computer that you're not like, even though you think about what nature is like, it's a little bit more abstract. So you're not involving all your senses when you're in the office as compared to out in the middle of nowhere. I have a good idea for how people lie to me about what their limits are, and I do a good job of guessing what their true limits are so that we don't go beyond them. And also, we don't do anything silly. We don't get hurt. And within that framework, I still like to push people. And so, like, sort of their formal role in this is to make sure that I don't die. And my role is to make sure they experience a different part of the world that they wouldn't get to otherwise and gives them some things to think about in their academic work. That was the setting in which Larry proposed that this new postdoc that was fresh on campus should join me. And that was Jessie. And she was fresh from New York City, being there for 10 years, doing all of her schooling and et cetera. And at that point, I had like a bunch of equipment on order that I was sure was not going to arrive. And so I was pretty much like, I'm sorry about this. This is going to be just a big hornswoggle of a trip. You know, you're like,
yeah,
we're going to be a lot of driving. It's not going to be that fun. Thank you for coming. And there was a lot of driving, but we did a lot of chatting on the driving. We were expecting a package that hadn't arrived yet. And so we would drive back to Nome to go to the airport to see if the package was here. Because it was, you know, 2006 technology wasn't quite what it is today.
Right.
Even though it's not that long ago. I bet we had sat phones, but like...
Very bare bones, not smartphones. You didn't have a lot of stuff on them.
You would only use it for safe and emergency back
then. Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. So like something that's frivolous is, hey, has my cargo come in? That right. was like outside the yeah. scope of what somebody would pay for. We went our separate ways. There was this thing called food stock, I think, and I invited her to go to that. And I think we both were like independently like, I don't know. And so shortly after that, we were like went camping on 4th of July maybe. And I think by August, September, we were definitely like living together. And fast forward till today and we're like still.
We're still together.
Yeah, but no, on the trip, there was nothing.
That's nothing.
Whole, yeah, totally. I think I bored her to death, or I was like, I'm a kind of a polarizing person, you know? From a stranger, I'm pretty obnoxious, I think, or that's my impression.
You guys are such special friends to us because we had a private wedding ceremony.
Yeah.
And so you guys were literally the only people to
yeah.
witness us getting married besides the photographer and the
I was just looking at your pictures this a couple weeks ago. All of these years, I've been had a digital camera since like 2000-ish. So I've been like trying to organize, and that's why I came across your guys' pictures.
I was actually in my wedding dress for like 2 hours, I think, tops, because we went to the restaurant afterwards, and then mm-hmm. we all changed into our clothes, and we went camping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we watched those people in the RV unload
that's
all
right.
of their,
those people next stuff. To us had this totally dope RV. It was like huge. It looked like something on the Fast and the Furious. Like the whole thing was huge and black with like tinted windows, but then they had that whole back compartment.
Yeah, where, a magical trap door.
Yeah, the magical trap door where the ATVs rolled out of.
But they kept coming and coming. It was like, the rabbit trick where you're just like, hey, look at this. There's another rabbit. Hey, look at this. It's another rabbit.
Yeah. And they're immortalized too because we took that photo around the campfire and they're actually in the background. The RV and the couple both in the background of like our wedding photo.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, I know I really appreciate your friendship because you are literally one of the first people I met of Bob's friends.
Pretty literally.
Because like,
he was like, hey, can I bring a friend to our Thanksgiving party?
And that was like my big debut.
Yeah.
My big Fairbanks debut meeting you guys. Which is terrifying walking into a room, you know, all of his people. So, no, I'm really glad that we met and that we've stayed friends and that we're able to do this afternoon. So, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Alaska Voices builds bridges by creating a space where community members, friends, policymakers, and scientists can share stories and place-based knowledge. This project was developed in partnership with StoryCorps and was funded by the Alaska Climate Adaptation Science Center. Additional funding was provided by the University of Alaska Fairbanks Chancellor through a generous gift from the Bentley Family Trust. If you are interested in more conversations or information, please visit our website at alaskavoices.org.